Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices. All in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We'll get to the Al Michaels travesty in a second. Before that, segment two, sponsored by our friends at Bex Hybrids. Are you needing a new tractor or side-by-side to elevate your operation? Maybe a boat or a golf simulator when you want to relax a little bit. Bex Commitment Rewards Program offers huge savings and interest-free financing on all these items and more. To learn more about Bex Commitment Rewards, go to BexHybrids.com and always remember the three F's: faith, family, and farming.
They're doing some flexing right now. Bex is. I mean, when you see their product growing, I mean, I know, Steve, I know you don't really look at this as much, but last night, once again, as I was driving back from Parker's, I told Laura, I said, look at the corn.
Were you on Highway 6?
What's that?
Were you on the interstate?
6, and this is more when I whipped over through Waverly and came in on 148th. And I came in through, usually I come through Walton coming back.
Oh, I know where you're going. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, come in that direction. But 100. The product that they're, the flexing that they're doing right now, because I've seen some of the Bex fields, so I see the signs up. Whoa.
What do you see?
Here's what you see. The old saying, knee high by the 4th of July. That's your corn. Right now, it's over your head.
Ooh.
It's over your head.
Yeah,
it's over your head.
That's
And remember,
that's
they get
genetic freaks.
They get 4 extra ears of corn on each stalk that nobody else does. That's the advantage of Bex. That's what Alex
sells. It has
all
kinds of ramifications.
Yes, it does. And remember, boater safety down in Harlan.
Teaches that too.
Yeah, teaches that. Yeah. Trevor teaches that.
So you were whipping through. So there's signs in the field that say Bex.
Bex, when you see it, yes. So you'll see the signs.
I'll look for those.
Yeah, you should.
Also,
look for them.
I will.
Also, with Jake, didn't want me to say it, but with the free golf simulator, you also get a day with Jake Sorensen.
Ooh.
Jake comes out. They set up the golf simulator. And Jake plays with you.
We have 100 ounces of beer together.
Yes.
And if
so, it's a day.
If
with
Jake's
Jake.
Not there, Frosty will be there.
He's one of us. Me or Frost.
Both good on
I'm
the
not
golf
sure on
simulator.
That one. I can't promise.
Both I'll very strong sure. on the golf simulator.
Not sure on that one.
We'll see about that. Thanks to Bex Hybrids. BexHybrids.com.
Not lowbreds.
No, hybrids.
Hybrids.
So as Bill teased in the first segment,
I was just doing a teaser.
Yeah.
something ridiculous was announced yesterday regarding the Olympic coverage coming up on NBC. Uh-huh. NBC has this is not a parody. This is real. NBC has announced that an AI recreation of Al Michaels' voice will be part of Peacock's Olympics coverage. The feature will be implemented for your daily Olympic recap on Peacock, which will provide fans with a customized playlist featuring highlights of the events most relevant to them from the previous day. Each compilation will feature clips from NBCU's Olympics coverage and will be narrated by a high-quality AI recreation of Michaels' voice, trained using his past appearances on NBC to match his signature expertise and elocution. You want to hear what this sounds like? Here's a sample. It's your specified Olympic minute. Here is what AI Al Michaels will sound like.
Ty Kelly, welcome to your daily Olympic recap, your personal rundown of yesterday's most thrilling Olympic moments. Since you're a swimming fan, let's head right to the pool. Team USA secured a stunning victory in the men's 4x100-meter medley relay, smashing the world record. Over at the diving venue, Krista Palmer showcased resilience and skill, overcoming past knee surgeries to qualify for the women's springboard final. Meanwhile, a tough break for Canada's Pamela Ware as a failed final dive scored 0, ending her bid for the final. Check out these highlights from yesterday's action.
Okay, there's the AI voicing of Al Michaels. It sounded pretty close.
Sounds good.
Right? It sounded pretty good for Al Michaels.
Sounds pretty close.
Sounds good.
Wow.
There's a lot to unpack.
Al Michaels has, first, let's start off with this one. They're paying him, obviously.
A lot.
He's got to be.
A lot.
What is he? Upper 70s? Has
yes,
to be.
Yes, let's confirm
that. I'm going to guess 78 years old.
Okay, I'll get that.
Al's got a lot of money. A lot. I don't believe that at that age would be what I'd want the end of my legacy to be.
79.
He's 79. And so they're paying him some money. What are you doing when you're 79? That's like, I really need a bunch of, because I'm going to be, you know, I ski Switzerland a bunch and I need the extra money for this.
Well, the other part of it is, if this keeps going like this in the world, and guys like that are taking money from young guys like Ben,
right,
like trying to move up in the world, that's not good either. They must be paying him a boatload.
What made Al Michaels? Do you believe in miracles?
Yeah.
What if that was AI? Somebody else didn't get a chance to say it.
I know.
Because it was Cosell's doing it on AI.
That's weird. I mean,
it's horrible.
When we say better times.
This is not it right now.
Yeah, in the booth. Imagine going to the booth back when it was, like I said, Cosell, AI. Madden.
AI is a strange thing that it's infiltrating our world quickly.
So it's a classic example of, we thought it was super funny when they did the Brian Ferentz stuff, right?
Yeah.
We laughed.
We made fun
and now,
of that.
Now
great.
It's getting real.
Yeah, it's getting
real. Now it's getting real.
No, you got it. You nailed it.
Now it's getting real.
You nailed
it. I was so taken back. And then I love Al Michaels. This I didn't like this.
Now, he is quoted in this article.
Please read what he says.
From the NBC press release.
Okay.
Al Michaels says, quote, "When I was approached about this, I was skeptical, but obviously curious. Then I saw a demonstration detailing what they had in mind. I said, I'm in."
Then they showed me the money.
Al Michaels.
They showed me the money. Right. I mean, he's getting a lot of money. I know he is.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices. All in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's millions.
Now here's the thing that bothers me about it. If you heard that, you're driving in your car and you heard what we heard, you might say, cool, Al Michaels is kind of still doing some stuff. Yeah. Then at some point you might hear... No, that's not.
Yeah.
So you'd have to explain it to an older person. No, that's not him. Yeah. It's something called AI. And there'd be confusion. Like, what are you talking about?
And they say, what's AI?
That's not
older,
Al Michaels?
The older person.
No, that's not Al Michaels. It's a computer-generated thing. Then your whole world would change. Like,
yes.
Okay.
Is that real? Is this real?
Right. Why is it good? Why can't Al Michaels just do it?
Yeah, that didn't sound that stressful to me.
No.
To read this script.
Why can't he just do it?
Well, again,
do we sound old?
Who would support this? I would say even the youth would be like, no, we'd rather have the real guy talking. I can't imagine going, I'd love a computer voice instead.
See, the reason why that can't happen is because everyone gets to specify what they want for their playlist. Like, this is specifying. If you want diving and track, whatever you want, you get to choose your own highlights. That's why they're doing AI. So he can't do millions of different 30-second recaps. That's why they're doing it. I think it's still stupid to hear an AI version of Al Michaels. That's just explaining why they're doing this.
No,
it's part of your specific daily Olympic recap on Peacock for you.
Mm-hmm.
So he couldn't do a million of those, but it's still dumb. This is ridiculous.
I think it is, or would people say, we just need to change with the times. You guys sound old and outdated. Just get with it and don't worry about it. Are we hearing that on the text line, Jacob?
It's getting really scary is what it is. It's way more scary than even dumb. It's scary.
Yeah, because of what I said, there will be people that think that's actually him, and they might think, that's kind of cool. Al Michaels doing some stuff.
And then what else? Where's AI at? 5 years from now.
Well, writing stories.
I mean,
it's writing stories. Yeah, it's writing game stories.
Yeah.
There's no personality in them. They're very mechanical.
All mechanical.
Yeah. But see, newspapers are using them. I mean, they're using them for their game stories. But they're not popular, though. People don't like them. I mean, they're like, this is very stale.
I've read a couple of these, like, for like a preview of a baseball game or a basketball game. It's terrible. Right. It is absolutely terrible.
Yeah, you kind of know
stale.
When you're reading
it. You 100% know it. Hey, there's no flavor in this. This is just robot.
Right.
Robot writing.
Yeah, but it's a cost-cutting measure, I suppose, for that, for whatever entity we're talking about. But yeah, it's, I don't see any good in it.
What if there's an incredible, controversial, just insane article that comes out, and then Boston Globe, then everybody loses their mind. It's like, guys, it's a robot.
Right.
We didn't do it.
Or that. Or
it's a robot.
Or what about a game that has an extraordinary happening that needs to be addressed in some way? It can't just be mechanical. So I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. I'm glad you don't like it, but I'd be interested to hear people defend it. Is anybody defending it? Do people like this?
So I wouldn't want to hear anything. No. I want to hear nothing.
They're not defending it at all because it's ridiculous.
I wouldn't want to hear anything that wasn't real. If they went back and said, hey, we're going to bring back Cosell's voice for something. We're going to do this voice. We're going to bring this person back. Or they're going to bring they're going to have some commercials at Nebraska this year. They're going to have Lyle Bremser on. I'd be like, no, absolutely not. He was the original. He was the man, whoever they were. No, that's so. It's
an alternate reality is what we're talking about, and the video game world is that too. And the video game world, I noticed it when I was on the trip with the grandkids. They like that better than the real games, and they almost regard it like real games. And then they have. Then we were driving back, and there was they go on this channel, and there's commentary on video games. And I'm like, whoa, these guys are like breaking down a game. It's not a real game. It's a video game. I mean, so there's an alternate reality that they live in that it gets blurry is what I'm saying. And this is blurry. It blurs the lines of reality and non-reality. And that's what's scary to me and Bill, I think, and you probably.
It is scary.
Like, well, that wasn't Al Michaels. I'll be damned. That's scary to people.
Just like him. Right.
Yeah.
From Joe in Boulder on the text line, he says, Jake, aren't you a little young to join simple demographic yelling at kids to get off the line?
Yeah.
No. No, I'm not.
No, you're not. You're an old soul.
I am an old soul, but I even younger in age, I feel this is stupid. I'm not seeing much defense of it anywhere. If you look at the tweets about it, it's not saying this is awesome. It's saying this is ridiculous. What a shameful thing the Olympics and NBC are doing in Peacock.
It's Chris Collins or calling Al Michaels. Al, what are you doing?
I wonder.
He's probably,
again, check. He got a fat check. I mean,
check, but he's 79.
I know. You never know, though, what a guy's situation is.
It's true.
Anyway.
So there you go. There's the update on the Olympics and Al Michaels' AI voice being the recap.
Let's have to watch this. See where it's happening. And I haven't delved into it too much. I just hear guys I work with talking about it a lot. Like, that it's coming.
Are they scared?
A little bit. Yeah, there's some concern. Scared.
Yeah, it'd be really concerning.
Yeah.
Mid of next year, we're not even doing the show.
AI. Voices in here.
If it gets really good, I mean, AI will advance, and it could get to a point where it does have your personality and things that you would say. But I don't know how you'd address everything. I mean, circumstances that come up, like someone falling in the street and us talking about it. I mean, how would you do that? Maybe nobody cares.
No, they do care. When we come back, Rick Hayman, Song of the Day, next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.